get your lazy ass out of the pit, Saddam. You gotta do the garden today.
You're joking. It's only 4 a.m. Why do I have to get up this early? I want to formulate plans for the complete westernization of Africa today.
It's Iraqi daylight time starting today. You can't go out until you've done your chores. I want that lawn clipping today. I also need to trim the trees.
But I hate gardening. I want to go on PlayStation 2.
So you won't be needing your PlayStation 1 anymore? I put it out in a bin bag ready for the trash disposal.
This is shit. You're a boring old bag.
What did you call me, son? There's going to be an appointment with Dr. Whippy for that. I provide a roof over your head. I pay the rent, get in the 6 trolleyfuls of shopping every week.
This is my palace and my dictatorship. I'll do the fuck I want.
Just get out of my sight. Oh, before you go, there's 100 clocks around the palace that need to be reset.
But what about the VCR? I don't know how the fuck to set that.
It's a piece of piss, son.
100 rooms down the corridor. I can't believe this. It's easier to set a nuclear detonation device set on London than this. Now all I gotta do is set it back 1 hour. That's it. I'm off to the podium to make an announcement to the comrades. At the podium, I am your leader, Saddam. Thanks for your cheering. Please note that if I find you not showing support for your leader, I have a bus going to a concentration camp. Good, now on with business. From today, we are on Iraqi-dictated time. You will all be forced at gunpoint to change your watches. We are going to go back by 1 hour and by 2 hours in the winter because at the moment it's too light in the evening. I will change time as we know it. Your working days need reform. Mr. Dodd, your science minister, will be coordinating the time changes. Up and down the country you will all be receiving new state clocks with the Iraqi flag on them. Failure to use them and uphold the new time will mean punishment by the Iraqi state of public egg pelting in the town square. Today is Sunday. You all have work in the morning. Thank you, Mr. Dodd. You were all dismissed. Get the fuck out of my private town square. Back in the palace. Mr. Dodd, I would like to explain my mission with these clock changes. The productivity of this empire is shite. They're used to a democratic lifestyle. There is so much slacking off. Some workers are only doing 12 hours a day. But if we fuck up their clocks, we can show them the meaning of state servitude. I want you, Mr. Dodd, to design them to be subtly inaccurate, to put it mildly. An example. By the time the new clocks reach 7 o'clock, I want the time to really be 8 o'clock. And during the comrades' after-work time, the clock should instead go a little faster. I want this to happen every day, including Sunday, so that when they are doing their Iraqi Empire service, we get what they're worth.
That is the most crooked thing you've ever done.
Who do you think I am, Mother Teresa? Get down to that laboratory and let's fuck up some time.
What the hell are you doing, Saddam? You haven't done these dishes? I want them done before Emmerdale starts.
Okay, Mother, whatever you say.
Saddam! Emmerdale's not coming on! What have you done to Iraqi State Digital? Where the hell's me soap?
Well, Mother, it's actually not 7 o'clock. It's actually only just after 6.
You fucked up me clocks!
We're on Iraqi-dictated time now. I want to tell everybody it's time to listen to me.
I was recording that episode of Emmerdale. I've got every single one I've made on tape. My collection's fucked up now. I'm going to break your back for this.
Saddam, you better come quickly. The clocks have gone haywire. There are clock parts all over the lab.
Oh, you pea brain. You were tampering with one of my spare time bombs.
It looked innocent enough. It was a Teletubby's alarm clock.
What's all that commotion in the basement?
Mother, I don't think you want to go down there if you take my advice.
My room? It's been blown out of all proportion! Okay, I'm going to have to ground you for this. If I find that you've sneaked out, I'm watching the news and found that you've started aggressions in Africa. I'm going to short your TV out.
I'm sorry, Mother, but I'm a crazed world leader, and as such, things sometimes have to blow up.
I want to get a babysitter if you keep exploding the house.